good, but different.
Maddie, Megan, Crevo.
To wake you up.
I'm with copy and paste back in the day. Did you guys know that?
Still wear those black skinnies that are way too tight.
Good time. My concern is these things normally get sold on infomercials at 2 o'clock in the morning. You should be in bed. let's
go. New FM. The Novos. Across the Hunter and Newcastle. And the mics are on. Now.
Hey, guys. Welcome to Wednesday. How we doing?
Morning. I'm feeling
very
great.
Very frustrated this morning.
Why? What's wrong?
I've screwed up my Wordle like 3 days in a row. And that's what I'm doing.
Oh.
I was trying to get my
word
right.
See, here I'm thinking, geez, who's Meg texting at this time of the morning?
Oh, I have no friends.
Like, who else is up this early, aside from us?
Nobody.
It's Wordle only.
Yeah.
What about you, Maddie? You're onto Wordle yet?
No.
I only played it that one time for the show.
I'm too dumb for Wordle.
What do you mean?
No.
I just can't. I don't know if it's me being dumb or just I'm so lazy that I can't be bothered or thinking.
Or just not into word games, maybe.
Maybe it's that.
You ever played Scrabble? Don't think so. Like once, maybe?
Yeah, I have a few times.
Did you enjoy it?
Well, I'm the guy that picks all the dirty words.
Just for fun.
The ones that are not in the dictionary.
Yeah.
Geez, that's a really long word. But you've only gotten 7 points for that. It's strange.
Jackson, how are you this morning?
I'm really good. I also feel like I'm too dumb for Wordle, especially now. Apparently it's very hard. The New York Times has taken over.
Well, now I don't feel so bad.
Yes.
I've lost 3 days in a row.
Yeah, but you're still playing Wordle, so...
I know.
That's something to
What else am I going to do during the ads? Let's be real.
Oh, good point.
Are you playing Wordle, Jess?
I keep seeing it pop up on Twitter and Facebook, and I haven't gone into it. I don't get it. I've never tried. I don't want to jump on the bandwagon.
Good.
What do you call it? Wordle holdouts. Create your own gang. Hey, guys, Lads vs. Lasses is up next. It's our ultimate battle of the sexes. The lad's currently on 13. The lass is on 18. So come on, guys. We've got to get a few more points here. Yesterday was a win for us, which I'm hoping we're starting the ball rolling. Great prize on offer. We've got tickets to...
Under the Southern Stars.
That's right. Yeah, the big concert. Program. It's going to be fantastic. 13.10.09. These things worth almost $300.
The Novos.
Lads... versus Lasses.
Yeah, it's our ultimate battle of the sexes. We're still looking for a guy here, 13.10.09. You could win yourself a double to Under the Southern Stars, which is an awesome concert happening soon. Why not get involved? $300 it's worth these
Cheap
tickets.
Yeah, Trick, Bush, whole heap of other bands.
Et cetera.
Maitland Showground. Going to be good.
Indeed. Let's meet our lass to start off.
Yeah, it's Rachel from Toronto on her way back from work. Does not play Wordle, but is obsessed with Candy Crush. Good morning, Rachel.
Good morning. How are you?
Hey, going well. Candy Crush has still got legs, hey?
Awesome.
I just loaded up my Candy Crush from like 5 years ago, actually.
Did you now?
2,124, that's what level I'm on.
What level are you on, Rachel?
6,300.
Boom.
Jeez.
You just got owned.
Oh, my God. All right, let's get into your questions, Rachel. Question number one for you first is, which colours are on the Sydney Tools logo?
Blue and white.
Incorrect. It's red and white. Question two. Multiple choice. Changing a tyre, which of the following comes first? You loosen the nuts on the wheel a bit. B, jack up the car, or C, deflate the new tyre a bit so it's ready.
Jack up the car.
No. You loosen the nuts first. You got to loosen them. Question number three. From 1 point on the board, multiple choice, which of the following unmodified cars has the quickest 0 to 100 kilometres per hour times? Is it A, a Toyota 86, B, a Subaru WRX, or C, a silver Ford Falcon 2005 model?
B
is correct.
Well done.
Good job there.
That last car sounds like a dream.
Doesn't it? What? Super fast, yeah. I heard, but just not quite faster than the WRX.
No, all right. Let's go to Anthony from Cessnock. If you could change his name to anything in the world like Diddy did it, it would be to Ricky. Hello, Anthony. How are you?
Good morning, Amos. How are we?
Morning. Hey, why man. Ricky, out of curiosity?
Oh, that was my dad's name. So.
Oh, I like that. That's cool. All right.
It's a good name.
Let's get into your questions. You only need to get two right for the instant win today. Question one, which fashion store is older, Just Jeans or Jeans West?
Just Jeans.
Sure is. Well done.
Oh, good start.
This is for the win. What would you use toner for after bleaching your hair?
Toner, it brings the volume back into your hair.
Nice. To get rid of brassiness and get rid of yellow tones. All right, question three, multiple choice. Delta Goodrum is the Australian ambassador for which beauty brand? Is it A, Maybelline, B, Revlon, or C, L'Oreal?
B.
B?
Boom. Yeah.
That is correct.
Done.
Yeah.
Yes, Ricky.
Knows his Delta Goodrum deals,
absolutely,
don't you, my man?
100%. She's hot.
Yes, off to Under the Southern Stars. Well done.
Woohoo! Thank you.
Oh, good man. Hey, Anthony, question. Are you into her bare feet? You know how she was pictured on The Voice with her dirty feet walking around the set?
No, I haven't seen that, no, but I probably would be into it, yeah.
You're into feet, Ricky?
Yeah, fair enough.
Feet.
They're long feet. Delta's got long feet.
She's quite tall.
Yeah, awesome.
Yeah, you like a nice, long, slender foot. Beautiful. Thanks, Anthony.
Even Anthony.
I love how we're just going between his names.
I know.
His dream name and his actual name.
Yeah. Anthony Ricky.
Just living the dream. Living
guys,
his best life.
Oh, my God. I've been putting this off. Up next, I want to talk to you guys about, let's call it a task that I have to do today. So I went to the doctors the other day, right? And I've been having stomach pains.
Mm.
Typical me, I'm like thinking putting I'm dying, but I wasn't. So, are you ready for this? The doctor said, Matt, you have chronic constipation.
That doesn't sound pleasant.
Oh, it doesn't. Well, it's due to my diet. I've had a really bad diet lately. Lots of like just oily, fatty foods.
Yeah.
And it's obviously not agreeing with my system.
Yeah.
She goes, what I need you to do is you need to take a day off work. And I'm going to give you this medication that's going to fix everything. It's like medication from hell. I want to tell you what's involved next.
Oh,
let
my
me tell
God.
You. I haven't taken a day off work. I'm going to leave today, go straight home, and just get it over
and
with.
Hit the meds. The Novos.
Look, I know this is probably TMI. If you're eating breakfast, I'm apologising in advance. I am sorry. So I went to the doctors the other day. I had some weird, like, stomach pains going on. And I'm thinking the worst is going to happen, as I generally
do. What ideas did you have in your mind it might be?
I don't know, something that might lead to my death.
Oh, God.
Hypochondriac. Anyway, she goes, look, relax. She goes, calm down. Don't be paranoid. Don't be nervous. She said, you're actually suffering from chronic constipation.
Oh.
Because sometimes I don't go, like, I'll only go to do a number two, like, twice a week.
Oh, that's
not, it's not
that's
good.
Not often enough.
Oh, and I've just been eating so much junk food lately. My cholesterol's up, my blood pressure's up, all of this stuff. And I'm like, oh, man. She's like, your stomach can't actually process all of the fat that you're eating. And that's why these problems have occurred. Anyway, she goes, I've got a really easy fix for you. And I go, okay, I'm all about that quick. She goes, you're going to have to take the day off work. I'm going to prescribe you these laxatives, right, that they give to people the day before they have a colonoscopy.
Oh.
So these laxatives, right, clear everything out because your bowel is meters long, she said.
Yeah, that's true.
She goes, I guarantee you, you're going to take these laxatives and you'll drop 4 kilos.
No.
Like, happy days. Get in me. So I picked it up yesterday and she goes, look, couple of things you must know. You cannot go to work the day you do this. I'm like, whoa, why not? She goes, you need to be, I'm not even joking, like less than a few meters away from a toilet constantly all day. So apparently you poo up to 15 times in a day.
Jeez.
Wow.
That's a bit much.
That's a lot.
That's
isn't
a
it?
Lot.
She goes, but the next day after that, once you like endure the pain and awkwardness of going to the bathroom 15 times in a day, you'll be fine. You'll feel like a brand new person.
Well, that sounds fantastic.
So, I didn't take a day off work, but after work today, I've literally set aside the whole day to sit on the toilet.
So, I didn't realise these are those specific meds.
Yeah.
I can give you some insight, because I think I've done that before.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, what was your experience?
So, I think it probably wasn't as bad as yours is going to be because I don't have that blockage issue, but it is all day. I think I started mine like 9, 10 in the morning, and it's all the way till night time.
Wow.
It's all the way.
Did you feel better after?
You feel very light.
Yeah.
I think I had to, you have to drink a lot of water, I think.
I picked up some Hydralyte and stuff.
Get on that, because otherwise, and I don't think I did that properly, because I was like very lightheaded by the end.
So, I wasn't going to say this part, but I think it's quite funny, just the image of this. Mm. So, she said to me, she goes, look, because you're going to the bathroom so much, she goes, you need to lubricate up there. And I was like, oh, what do you mean? She goes, okay, buy a tub of Vaseline and you have to apply it internally after each time.
I did not do that.
So when you think...
But maybe that's because you're blocked
so
up.
So tomorrow on the show, when you guys are like, how was your night? Well, you'll know exactly what
I'll just ask Meg.
Yeah, I actually need to pick up a rubber glove. Up.
Yeah.
Well, I think that's... Yeah.
Do you reckon they've got like the washing up ones here at work?
The pink one?
Or the yellow ones. The rubber yellow.
It's like that Blink 182 cover.
The human body's really something else, isn't it?
It's quite an amazing thing. The fact you got whatever it is, a kilometre of intestine or something in you.
You have yourself a fun afternoon.
Yeah. Do you want us to, like, call you or anything?
I don't think that's a... Like, if he's going to be going to and from the loo...
Mm.
I don't want a phone call from the toilet. Just putting it out there.
Yeah.
People, you don't need those sound effects.
No. Nah, we've exactly. got plenty on All the right. computer there.
I need to get some more toilet paper as well. Yeah, you need to stock up the toilet paper.
Aren't you lucky we're not in, like, massive lockdown? No toilet paper.
During the shortage.
Oh. Absolutely. There's just something really off-putting about picturing myself.
Yeah.
You know, doing said insertion.
Yeah.
You'll be right.
Yeah, the old Vaso.
You'll feel better. 4 kilos down, you'll feel better tomorrow.
I went to the shops yesterday to like pick up the requirements.
Yeah.
And I felt so awkward because I couldn't find the Vaseline.
You have to ask someone?
And I was like, oh, man, I'm going to have to ask somebody. And I just think Vaseline is like old person lube.
So,
people use it for other things.
If you buy Vaseline,
there's a reason.
Like they're like, oh, what are you buying Vaseline for?
So, did you ask or did you just...
I found it.
Oh, yes.
God.
15, 20 minutes. Self-serve checkout only.
There's something really awkward about, like, scanning through Hydralyte, Benefiber, and, and Vaseline.
What a combo.
The Novos. The Novos. Good, but different. Maddie, Meg, and Cremo. To wake you up. Together. New FM, the Novos. Across the Hunter and Newcastle. And the mics are on. Now.
Random thing yesterday, we were watching the Today Extra show and there was this girl getting interviewed who was like BFFs with Taylor Swift, who was going on tour with her like all around the world. And it got me thinking, surely there's someone out there who's named their kid Swift after Taylor Swift.
Most certainly.
Because I know this sounds strange. I think that's a really cool name.
Swift.
I think it's
like
really cool.
Like the small Suzuki car.
Yeah, like a Swift. Yeah, Swifty. Imagine them like a bit of a bogan kid nicknamed Swifty in high school. I think it would be really cool. But it got us to thinking people who have actually named their kids after celebrities. I don't really know anyone who's named after a celebrity. I'm named after a character in a movie, but that's about it.
So my friend... is his parents just saw that, you know, when you watch a movie and at the end you've got all the credits for like all of those random jobs, camera operator, you know,
gaffer,
key grip, whatever that is. So they just saw the name Clay in and amongst those and went, we'll have that. And that's what he's named after.
Going through a menu, I'll take that one for my child.
Exactly. So not really a celebrity, but from TV, if you will.
Well, a friend of mine named her baby Edward after Robert Pattinson in Twilight.
Because
Edward Cullen
big
in Twilight.
Big fan back in the day.
Yeah, big Twilight fan.
I think characters are more a thing than actual celebrities, I've noticed.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
If you've ever seen the movie Mr. Mum, it's from like the late 80s, the baby in that was called Megan. And that's where my name came from.
Really?
Yeah.
You're named after, well, a character.
I'm named after a character in a show.
Interesting.
Yeah, 1309. If you named your kids after celebrities, we do have family passes up for grabs to the Newcastle Show, March 4 to 6 at Newcastle Showgrounds. We're about $75. So
nice one.
If you've named your kids after a celebrity, let us know. 1309. The Novos. Yeah, we are asking on 1309, did you name your kid after a celebrity? I was thinking yesterday after watching this girl who went on tour with Taylor Swift. Someone out there has to have named their kid Swift.
I wouldn't
do it personally, but I think it's a really cool name. You guys are not on the same page as me whatsoever, but I think it's a really cool name.
I always love seeing people called Jesus or Jesus.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, yeah. There's plenty of them.
Like the ultimate celebrity.
Well, some would say that.
Well, I did see someone who named their daughter Lucy because of Lucifer.
Oh, like spelled like that.
Yeah, L-U-C-I, they named her.
Well, some others would say that's a celebrity.
Yeah, well, luckily this isn't. Did you name your child after a biblical figure? He's after a celebrity.
That's next week.
Going to Peter. Good morning.
Good morning, how are you?
Hey, good. Did you name your kid after a celeb? Who was it?
Not me, but my little sister's name is Jamie Lee, so after Jamie Lee Curtis.
Oh, wow.
I thought you were going to say after Jamie Lynn Spears, but then I realised it was Jamie Lee. Wow, there you go. Was she a big fan of, like, Freaky Friday or something?
Well, no, my little sister's, not little, so more Halloween.
Of course.
Okay.
Oh, I love that.
Half the horror movies. I love this.
That's right up Meg's alley.
That's an interesting one. Thanks.
Especially Halloween. Emma's up next. How you doing?
I'm good, how are you?
Great. Did you name your kid after a celebrity?
Well, I named him after Survivor. So
the TV show?
Survivor.
Yeah. Ah.
Jeff?
Who is it?
Colby.
Colby. I'm going to have to Google, to be honest. All I can think of is the cheese.
So was Colby a contestant or a host, or what was Colby?
Contestant.
Ah, okay.
I see who it is. Vaguely remember.
Yeah. So, were you just very intrigued by them, or?
We just was watching and we're like, that's a cool name, and then we thought of the cheese as well. I'm like, okay, maybe cheese too.
Do you like the cheese?
Well, was Colby a good... So, did you actually like Colby on Survivor?
Or you just like the name?
I was actually going for Colby on Survivor. We'll pick someone to win.
Yeah, okay. There you go.
Colby's a good-looking guy.
I know, right?
Really good. Wow.
You're like a man in a cowboy hat, Emma.
All right, next one, Sharon, Ellamorevale. Hey.
Good morning, guys.
Hey, good morning. Did you name your kid after a celeb?
I haven't. My girlfriend named her son Flash after Flash Gordon.
No. Yeah. Okay, how old is Flash now?
He'll be 25.
Did he get ripped in school a bit, out of curiosity? Because I think he might have.
Yeah, at high school all the kids are going, Flash! Flash past you.
Oh, dear.
That's quite incredible. That's what a cool name.
Yeah.
It is a good name on reflection, especially if you don't... If you like now, that's not that movie isn't so much in the mainstream, if you will. But to hear the name's quite good.
Imagine sitting there in the birthing suite, going, "Yes, I'm going to name this baby Flash."
Well, that's exactly what they did.
I reckon Flash is getting lots of something, if you know what I mean. That is a sexy name.
You like it, Maddie?
Yeah.
The amount of people who would think that's not real.
Yeah,
that's an alias.
It sounds like a fake name, that's for sure. Hey, guys, what's the goss up next with producer Jackson? What's on the way?
Rosie O'Donnell's made a really mortifying gaffe with Nick Jonas and Priyanka Chopra. I'm going to play the audio. It's quite funny. Also, too, we're going to chat Wendy Williams because there's been a big show update.
Excellent.
The Novos.
Cameron, you stop taking pictures of yourself. Your sister's going to jail.
The Novos.
I gotta testify.
All the latest goss from Hollywood and around the world.
What's up, coronavirus!
But it's not meant for everybody.
Miley, what's good?
That's why you use auto-tune and I don't.
This is the Novos.
I'm really happy for you. I'm let you finish.
Goss.
Yeah, producer Jackson here, and you're going to tell us all about the whole Wendy Williams situation because she's just been sort of MIA, like on a holiday in Florida with all the other old people, isn't
it? Yeah, well, it's official. The Wendy Williams show is coming to an end.
Oh,
we are not going to see Wendy come back. This was Sherry Shepherd's official announcement. She is going to have the Wendy stands coming after her, let me tell you.
Starting in September, I am debuting my own talk show, Sherry! There have been all of these crazy stories online about me replacing Wendy. And I am here to tell you that that is not true. Because no one can replace the queen. Nobody. And trust me, I am not trying to at all. It is Wendy's place to share her story with you. But I do want to give the queen her props and her flowers. Because Wendy had a legendary career in radio. And this show was specifically crafted for her. No one can do this format but Wendy.
Very nice announcement, I thought. Wendy Williams has made comment on it. Her reps have said that she's incredibly grateful for the TV networks putting up with her delay in coming back and that she does plan eventually to come back to TV in some capacity. So that's nice,
I feel a bit sad because as soon as you made that announcement, Maddie, your heart broke. I actually watched your heart break.
Yeah, I mean...
No, I was just pulling up the Wendy fighting on TV.
You can't even do that locker room thing. That cop wasn't playing that. I mean... You're lucky you only got battery.
Bye, girl.
More TV farts. That luckily, though, you know, there's a lot of her career which will exist on YouTube for a long time.
Yeah, and I mean, she did take a break from radio for quite a while for the same reasons that she took a break from TV. I mean, that would weigh on you. She's been in TV for like 15 years at like the number one position. So she's earned the break.
She's earned it. Yeah. Absolutely.
She seems like she's doing better than she has been. So I look forward to her return. I'm going to miss her while she's away. Someone who I do love is Rosie O'Donnell. I'm just going to tune into her TikToks to fill the void. Have you seen Rosie O'Donnell on TikTok?
No.
She's great. She has this catchphrase. She goes, TikTok, you don't stop. Amazing. Anyway, she's jumped on TikTok to reveal that she made a very embarrassing gaffe with Nick Jonas and Priyanka Chopra at Malibu's Nobu. This is what happened.
Seated next to us at Malibu was Nick Jonas and his wife, someone Chopra, which I always assumed was Deepak Chopra's daughter. So when I said, hi, Nick Jonas, you were great in Kingdom, and hi, I know your dad. She goes, you do? Who's my dad? I'm like, Deepak. She's like, no, and Chopra is a common name. I felt so embarrassed. Am I the only one who thought that?
You had one job.
I had one job, my kid said, and I messed it up. All right, so Nick Jonas, I apologize, and to the Chopra wife, I apologize too.
First of all...
Oh my God, get her name right!
She still doesn't know her first name.
I love that she makes it like Priyanka Chopra, just like married into the Jonas Brothers family and didn't have any fame beforehand. Second of all... Priyanka Chopra's dad died in 2013.
Oh,
yes. Sorry. Can you imagine how awkward that would have been? And to make it worse, she was with Fran Drescher, who apparently let out an incredibly loud laugh. You know the nanny?
Oh, dear.
Rosie does not care. There are no F's given with Rosie, let me tell you.
She's using that to boost her TikTok profile, I think.
Yeah. She's a bitter, angry, old lesbian.
They're just facts, are they?
They are facts.
There we go.
Tick tock, you don't snap.
Oh, don't. That is
remember the
old
days
on TikTok.
Do you know? Remember the days of her versus Donald Trump?
Yes.
That epic, probably Hollywood's most brutal feud.
Yeah.
Donald Trump and Rosie O'Donnell
going at it.
I loved her on The View.
Oh, so did I. Used to shoot down Elizabeth Hasselbeck.
This is a good old
take that, you blonde Republican. Get in your wheelchair, Barbara Walters. spin off elsewhere.
Oh, well. I'm your way.
Thanks,
Jack.
Jackson.
You don't stop.
The Novos.
The Novos. Good, but different.
Maddie, Megan, Creevo.
To wake you up.
We need to go to a place where we can dance on tables.
I was on the phone to you 2 minutes beforehand.
Propositioning you, mate.
You have to work every Saturday for the rest of your life.
let's go. New FM, the Novos, across the Hunter and Newcastle, and the mics are on.
Hey, if you're watching Married at First Sight, the intruders have entered the experiment. On Monday night show, interesting, new couple, Matt and Kate. Now, the reason that Matt's making headlines at the moment is because apparently Matt has filthy smelling breath.
Oh, the worst.
Here's what happened on the show. Matt to me, right. Kate's a beautiful girl. Matt's, he looks all right.
He's
anyway, long story, he's a guy. He gets real close to her. Like, he's one of those guys, I think, it's too touchy-feely.
Is he a close talker?
Yeah, you know when you go on a date or something, the first date, and they're just touching you and, like, trying to kiss you and getting up in your grill. That's him. Like, settle down, bro. Wait for date three.
At least have a drink and have a chat first. You might not like the person.
So here he is, right? Just picture this. A guy. Maybe 2 centimetres away from this stranger he just married's face. And he says this to her.
I think he just needs to just put the brakes on a little, because I can see someone who's nice, but I'm not ready for affection just yet.
Sorry about the breath. I just had some chicken twisties.
Where did you steal that food from, 1980?
Was he on the altar eating chicken twisties? Is that what happened?
You would have had the dirty twisty fingers.
And in the teeth, twisties always get stuck in your teeth.
And then he reaches out to, like, you know, touch her dress and all the twisty powder, like, falls in and gets caught in the dress.
That's going to have to get dry cleaned.
Matt continued to go on the show and say he was an expert when it came to having confidence around women. He says, I have the confidence to go up to anyone at the bar. I've approached celebrities, for example, and given them my business card.
I'm sure they put that...
I wonder why she's not overly interested.
I'm sure they saved that card by putting it straight in the bin. All the recycling.
I'm putting it out there. Creeper vibes.
Yeah.
Don't be so close.
You know what? We're going to talk to him next, though, and find out for sure if he's a creeper or not.
The Novos. And I have so much going on with this wedding, and
I love the way that you walk into a room.
You ready?
You kidding?
I was born ready.
Yeah, Maths continues 7:30 tonight on Channel 9. It is Intruder Week. Matt and Kate, brand new couple on the show Monday. Very interesting encounter these two had. Matt, of course, dropped this line when the guys, you know, finished their wedding.
He just needs to just put the brakes on a little, because I can see someone who's nice, but I'm not ready for affection just yet.
Sorry about the breath. I just had some chicken twisties.
Why chicken twisties, Matt? Good morning.
Good morning, everyone.
Morning. Right.
Morning.
Dude, what, man, of all, did they just have these backstage before you filmed the wedding and you thought, oh, I'll just have a couple of twisties?
Or was it a special request?
No. So, I mean, the wedding is a big day. It's a real long day. It goes for about 14 hours.
Yeah.
So when you can get a little 5-minute break, you've got to make the most of it. So I did. I went sort of backstage and dive straight into some chicken twisties. There was a choice, though. I could have had a choice between the Doritos and the Cheezels.
I was thinking maybe you ducked off to 7-Eleven during a break in filming or something like that.
I was going to say, well, Matt, both choices of chip here, like, they leave dirty shit on your fingers, you know? Like,
yeah,
you've either got the twisty dust or the dirty Dorito dust.
The detritus.
The wrong snack for a wedding. Like, if you touch her dress, the Doritos are a bad choice. No good.
Did they not have a mini quiche or something?
I wish I could, yeah. It would have been nice.
Now, Matt.
But, the chicken twisties was the last option.
You go blow them up.
The menu, and let's just face it, I think I was just feeling a bit peckish.
Yeah. Matt, you're 39. You've gone on Maths. Obviously, Kate's a beautiful girl. Why have you been unlucky in love up until this point? What made you go on the show?
Yeah, I thought it was a really good opportunity for me to have a a crack at love for the second chance. So I have been married before, and I know how hard work relationships can be. So putting it all in the hands of experts, I thought was a great opportunity, and I really wanted to do it. And I'm really proud that I did this. I'm really proud that I put myself out there again and showed my vulnerability.
Yeah, well, you come across as a very affectionate kind of guy. I don't think Kate's on that affection level with you. Was that hard for you to deal with?
To dial back?
Yeah, a little bit, but once she sort of says where she's at, I then sort of dial things back a little bit. So you'll see over the next few episodes that I do sort of take her cues.
Okay.
Because it does kind of feel like, you know, when you're in your 20s, you're at the club and you're trying to hook up with a guy or a girl and they're kind of into you but not really, and you go in for that awkward kiss and it's like, oh, they don't want to kiss me back. That must feel pretty awkward.
Yeah. There have been some cringeworthy moments over the last few nights, but I was just like a big puppy on my wedding night. I turn around and I see such a beautiful girl and I'm bouncing off the wall.
What is your... Do you still speak to your ex-wife? What does she think about the whole thing?
Yeah, absolutely. Of course. Yeah, no.
Like, what's that conversation like? That fascinates me.
Did she tell you to go on there or...?
Yeah, Kate's finding it a bit tough at the moment. But to her defence, at our honeymoon, we're there for 4 days.
Yeah.
We actually do a lot of activities in those 4 days. There's times when we go to a brewery, we do some drawings, we play games, we go for walks.
No, I'm talking about your ex-wife. Well, like, what does she think?
No. So
no dice.
Simply no contact there. I did say to her that I'm on the show.
Yeah.
And that I am, that I am.
Yeah, right.
In the middle of it all.
Yeah. Well, mate, you're going good. I just wanted to bring something else up with you. Now, apparently, you say you're a confident guy. Mm. You can just go up to anybody in a bar, celebrities included. What celebrities have you given your number to? Like, which ones? And have you slept with any?
Oh, dear. This is really a Pandora's box. If I was to say any of this, I'd be getting a few people in trouble. But
that's all right. They're
cheating on their partners. Oh,
see, are you? Jeez, I didn't know all this was happening.
No, definitely not the case. It's just a real confidence thing that I've got, I suppose. I've just always had this thing where
super confident.
Yeah, I just feel as though everybody's on the same level, whether or not you're a celebrity or whether you're, a sports star. It doesn't matter.
You've converted the giving the business card into the bedroom with a celebrity.
I won't disclose my...
Come on.
It's a power move. I love it.
Oh, good job, man. You guys seem fun on the show. Good luck with everything, man. Appreciate your time this morning. You've been fun.
Thanks, bro. Good morning.
Good morning, bye-bye.
He hasn't been with a celebrity.
He hasn't screwed a celebrity.
He's tried.
It's not.
He's given a business card to somebody who knows a celebrity.
Can't disclose that one.
Maybe an email was sent to
him. Yeah, let's send an email. admin@celebrity.com.
Maybe it was one of those celebrity impersonators.
Maybe.
That's right.
You know, like, there's so many, like...
There's so many.
Like, impersonators of Pink and...
Yeah. Brad Pitt.
Oh, I don't know what he's into.
Maybe you never know.
It could be.
Well, drag queens as well. A lot of drag queens impersonate celebrities. Mm.
Maybe you went to Stonewall one night.
Here's me business card.
Yeah. Hey, up next,
call me.
We are playing Would I Lie to You for a $50 voucher for Singos. Basically, it's Maddie versus Crevo today. One of them is going to be holding a real item. The other is going to be holding a fake item. It is your job to work out who, in fact, is telling the truth. If you want to play, we're going to do it next. We need one player, 131009.
Yeah.
The Novos. Would I lie to
you, baby? A lie gets halfway around the world before the truth has a chance to get its pants on.
And welcome to Would I Lie to You.
Okay, if you're unsure how this game works, basically Maddie versus Crevo today. One of them is holding a real item, the other is a fake item. Both of them are going to try and convince you they are in fact holding the real item. Up for grabs a $50 voucher to spend at Singo's Butcheries. They have prices that undercut the major supermarkets without squeezing the farmers. We're about to meet Abby in Metford. Good morning, Abby.
Morning.
How are you?
I'm good.
Now, do you consider yourself a human lie detector, Abby?
Oh, sometimes.
Who do you, just off the bat, who do you reckon's got it without anything already?
Maybe Maddie.
Oh, you think I have the real item?
Oh,
okay.
We'll see, we'll see. Well, one of them is in fact holding the real item. Well, who would you like to go first?
Maddie can go first.
Okay.
Okay, let's do this, Abby. So in my hand right now, what I have is this beautiful coffee mug that a listener gave me. Now, it's got my name emblazoned on it. It was so lovely. It's hot pink because, you know, who doesn't love a hot pink coffee mug? But, yeah, I drink my coffee out of this every day. Yeah. That's it.
All right. Any questions for Maddie, Abby?
Is it like one of the tall coffee mugs or like the round one?
No, it's a round one. It's like just the standard size. It's also got pictures of birds on it, which is really nice, like nice little budgies. Just emblazoned. It's a beautiful mug. Like, I love this mug. It's just so extra. Normal size mug.
Okay. All right. Well, Crevo, what have you got in your hands?
Well, you've heard that absolute BS now, Abby. I've got the real item here. What I have in front of me, and think about this, because, you know, I do, you know, everyone knows I like the finer things in life. It's part of my character. I have a whiskey decanter, because you can't have the whiskey out of the normal bottle. It's better when it's put in a decanter. And it's sort of like, it's like a cut glass one. So this is not a real high-end one. And if you listen carefully, I'll sort of run the edge of it over the desk, okay? You listening?
Yeah.
Oh. All right, Abby. So
that's it. Obviously, I've got the real thing. You couldn't
what
fake
he,
that
what
noise.
What he actually has, Abby, you know those really big old crystal ashtrays like your grandma used to have on the doily? There were never any cigarettes in them. There was like the ashtray on the doily. He has that. That's why it has those rigid edges. He doesn't have a whiskey decanter. How ridiculous.
All right.
Look, I just want to say one more thing to Abby.
Okay. Okay.
Abby, what do you think is more common in a radio station at 7:30 in the morning, a coffee cup or a whiskey decanter? That's all I'll say.
Do you have any questions for Crevo, though, about this apparent whiskey decanter?
What's it, look like?
So, it's sort of cut glass.
Good
and
luck.
And it has... And
what's cut glass even mean?
Well, it means like during the process when they make it, they run this sort of kind of hot knife through it to create the cuts. And they're sort of diamond shapes. And then at the top, it's got this quite elaborate stopper that goes in the top.
All right, Abby, time to guess. Who is holding the real item? Is it Maddie or is it Crevo?
I think it's Maddie.
You think I'm holding the real item, Abby?
Yeah.
Lock it in?
Lock it in.
No! Crevo's got the real item.
Yeah, sorry, Abby. I do have a crystal decanter in here.
Why, as Maddie said, 7:30 on a Tuesday, a Wednesday morning, why you have a crystal whiskey decanter?
Otherwise, where am I going to put my whiskey later?
Okay, true. Is that what's in your coffee?
If only.
Ah, sorry, Abby.
It's so good.
Thanks, doll. You've been fun.
Oh, you get nothing, though.
Terrible. God, you're
so brutal.
You're so rude sometimes.
Well, that's what...
Well, you get nothing. Sorry.
At least I said sorry. The
Novos. Maddie, Megan, Crevo. To wake you up. Together. New FM, the Novos, across the Hunter and Newcastle, and the mics are on now.
Yeah, so a little bit of debate around the team yesterday because we're in our office, there's really only one toilet for the men.
Unfortunately. Normally it's the other way around.
Yeah, normally there's at least more than one.
Yeah.
But there's probably, 20, 30 people at work
here?
Yeah,
the men's is disgusting. Like, I've smelt the females, the men's is worse, I think.
And I think part of the issue that the team has been having is that sometimes you go in there, door's locked. You go back, 15 minutes later.
Door's still locked. 25 minutes later,
door's still locked. And you're thinking, what's going on in there for 25 minutes go take that to a Macca's or something down the road.
No wonder I'm suffering from chronic constipation.
Yeah, well.
Just constantly waiting.
Because you often when you've got the feeling, you got to go in there.
Can't.
And see, in the ladies' toilets here, at least you guys have two cubicles.
We do.
That's right.
Well, you can tinkle at the same time in unison.
Isn't
us
there
guys,
a fancy locked bathroom out the back somewhere?
Yeah, the bosses have their own suite.
That's for the exclusive, like the executive staff.
Sure,
we're not allowed to that.
Considered executive.
No, not at all. No,
they always leave
you need
it
a management
in such a
title.
Disgusting state, don't they? Like, just, like, smears and dribbles and everything in between.
Look, while that's bad, being locked out is the real issue at play here. Mm. And I think it happens sometimes in different workplaces. Yeah. So I just wanted to throw the debate out there because this is a bit of a tenuous issue. Should there be a time limit on the work toilet? Especially if you only got one on site, like one port-a-loo, say, on the work site. Yeah.
So are you saying, like, setting a kitchen timer while you're in there? Once it goes ding, you have to leave.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Time to go.
If you want, 25 minutes, like you would at home, to just relax into it, then you really need to do it at home and stop taking work time.
Or maybe see a doctor if it's taking 25 minutes.
Nah, see, I'm all for the long extended poo. I like it. I like sitting
but that's
in there.
On your
I
own
like
time.
Watching YouTube on my own time, though.
But especially when there's not competition for a single cubicle. Yeah.
This annoys a lot of people in workplaces. Mm. It can be really bad.
It infuriates me, and I'm jumping in here because I hope whoever does it in this building is listening right now. First of all, someone needs to see a doctor in this place because something that happens there is satanic. Second of all, it is the height of disrespect to just sit in there. I drink so much water and I'm on air during the day. I have to wait like 40 minutes at a time sometimes just to urinate for 20 seconds, and it does my head in. Don't be disrespectful. Just get in, get out.
13:10:09. Should there be a time limit on the work toilet?
Yeah, I love
it. Or do you have the same problem and you wish there was? This is your chance to vent.
The Novos.
There be a time limit on toilet time at work.
The Novos.
I'm not saying like under 5 minutes or some crazy thing some big corporation's dreaming up. I just think when it reaches 25 to 30 minutes, it's time to wrap that thing up and let somebody else use the facilities, especially when they're so limited.
I was going to say, because there's only one in your guys' circumstance. Us ladies, we've got two we can choose from.
We could make a long drop out the back or something, but,
Don't we have an outhouse out there?
We do have an outhouse.
There's your solution.
It's not functional, unfortunately. Yeah. Although, I wouldn't mind going out there.
Have you tried?
Yeah, I've checked. It's no good.
Okay.
Right? It can't be used.
I think there should be a time limit. You agree, Craig?
Yeah, I think 15 minutes at the absolute max. Like, then the timer should go off and the door just unlocks.
What are your thoughts, Meg?
See, I used to do this every so often when I worked in a call centre. But then again, there were multiple toilets involved, like five
or
six.
But you would, like, stay in
but
there
no,
for
10
for
minutes. 10 minutes just to get off the phones, really. And I'd only do it once a week, so it was less obvious.
Anonymous has called up. Good morning.
Morning, guys.
Hello, Anonymous. I love an anonymous call. Tell me, what do you think about this? Do you think there should be a time limit on toilet time at work? Does it happen at your workplace?
All the time. Yeah. There's a saying I like to use. When the boss owns a dollar and I own a dime, that's why I shit on company time.
See, this feels more like rebellion, though, than, you know, just inconveniencing others.
Look, you gotta go, but...
Don't take 25 minutes.
The longer you leave it in theory, it's just gonna get harder and drier, and it's gonna get harder to grab off.
Yeah, it's hard.
Clean up.
Okay. So, yeah, you're saying no limit then, it seems.
Right.
You got to go. Tim.
Let's go to Tim, yeah. Hello.
Yeah. How you going?
Good.
I'd just like to broaden the conversation a little bit. Mm-hmm. The job site etiquette. I've been on plenty of job sites where it's essential to take a bucket of water with you because there's no flushing water.
Yeah, the old port-a-loo situation, yeah.
Yeah, and with Smoko, I went to the toilet with my bucket of water and was confronted with a poo that would have killed Elvis.
Oh, wow.
This fella should have taken a coat hanger with him as well. I charged back out to where the boys were and confronted them and said, who just went to the toilet?
So no one really, put their hands up to their gym.
This young apprentice went really red.
It's a terrible dilemma to face as a human being, isn't it? Like, you know, in life we face all sorts of dangers and traps. And
you don't want to be seeing that.
No.
Should have
brought. So I said to him, I said, get your bucket of water.
Go on.
Get your coat hanger and then go and see a doctor.
And off he went.
Have you observed said apprentice's diet? Is he on the meat pies and the dare ice coffees and?
You know those big log sausage things? I swear to God, he must have eaten that.
Maybe straight through.
That was the size of it.
Well, it sounds like it just went straight through him and didn't dissipate. Like it's just in and out. Wow, that's a good one.
If it was me, I would have taken a photo of it.
Yeah, oh, wow. Thanks, Tim. Do you know?
Is that a bloke thing, taking a photo?
No.
I've never heard a woman say that.
Let me tell you. Some people criticise us talking about stuff like that. I don't care. I honestly embrace the lowbrow content, and this show is not ashamed of it.
Well, this is real life, and a lot of people try and shy away from that. But when there's a situation where a coat hanger is needed... It's a topic that needs to be discussed.
So what we've taken away from this, no time limit, and take a coat hanger and a bucket of water if you're on a job site.
Yep.
Is that what we've taken out of this conversation?
Real lessons.
Yeah, there you go.
Real life lessons.
Teaching the good lessons. Hey, up next, we're going to switch gears. Birthday Lotto is back at $300. What month are we looking for, Crevo?
October.
October. If you're born in October and you want to win $300, give us a call, 13109.
The Novos. Wow.
Are you serious?
It's Newcastle's easiest way to win cash. I wish. And all you need is a birthday.
Thank you so much.
The Novos Birthday Lotto.
See, we had a comment on our Facebook last night. Do I have to register to play Birthday Lotto? Absolutely not. You just listen to us, 750, 850, have a birthday, win yourself $300 cash. Very, easy, very easy.
Easy.
Especially if you're born in the month of October, because that's what we're looking for today.
That's right. Let's meet our contestants, shall we?
Phil from Rutherford, he's an electricity meter reader. You know, he's got good legs, a lot of walking in that job.
Oh, yeah.
Into his UFOs and believes they are real and would spend the cash, guys, on his home brew. And he also makes bourbon at home. How good's that? Phil, hey, how are you?
How are you going, guys?
Yeah, going well, Phil. Man, tell us about your home brewed bourbon. What's so great about it?
Well, I've been doing it for a while now, and yeah, I think I've got it down pat.
Does it have a name? Have you named it?
I just go along with Phil Tape, your brew.
Oh, I love that. That just sounds delicious.
That's cool, man. How many times do you filter it?
Sometimes twice.
Usually just once.
Yeah, most of the time.
Depending on how impatient you are.
Yeah. Is it really strong, Phil?
I normally do it around
40, 45%. Yeah,
good.
Cool.
Good.
Nice one.
Home brewed bourbon. Anyway, let's do it. Let's spin these birthday balls for you, Phil. Let's do it right now.
Good luck, man.
Round.
All right.
Playing for $300 today.
All right, Phil, were you born on the 1st of October?
No, the
9th. Not close enough, sadly.
No, you have a good day.
You too, Phil. You have a great day.
Thanks for calling, man.
See you, man. All right, well, there you go. It's back before 7:50.
Before 8:50.
Yeah.
Before 9 o'clock.
Don't you love it when you're an hour behind?
Yeah. In your own mind.
The Novos.
The Novos. Good, but different. Maddie, Megan, Crevo. To wake you up.
With copy and paste back in the day. Did you guys know that?
I still wear those black skinnies that are way too tight.
My concern is these things normally get sold on infomercials at 2 o'clock in the morning. You should be in bed.
Let's go. New FM. The Novos. Across the Hunter in Newcastle. And the mics are on.
Okay, interesting one. On the weekend, last Friday, in fact, guys, I had a Britney moment and shaved all of my hair off. Now, I'm going to take my hat off and have a look at it.
I love seeing it. I'm sorry, but I think it's great.
It was so hot. You've grown quite a lot back, actually.
Yeah.
And like for me in particular, it was a bit of a shock.
It was a shock. Yeah. I kept saying, I take your hat off again, take your hat off again.
As soon as he got in the Uber the other day, I had to go stroke his head. Because I'm like, this is so different.
Well, so I've hung on to my hair for too long. I thought, do you know what? I'm just going to get rid of it, start again, and, like, change it up. Anyway, I've had a really, like, polarizing response from all of my friends and family. In fact, Mum nearly fell off her chair. She goes, you've ruined your looks.
Thanks, Mum. No.
Love you, Mum. But my friend loved it. He was like, oh, I could start calling you, like, bald daddy. Because that's the thing. Some people like a bald man, like a bald head.
That's true.
I'm not into it personally.
Yeah.
Now I have to own it, though. So yeah. Now it's an interesting one. Around the team, well, I'm not going to ask you, Corbett. Meg, bald men, yes or no?
Yes.
Like, fully bald, fully like rubbing that bald head.
I can honestly say I've never dated a bald guy before.
But you're open to
I'm open to it. If Josh lost all his hair, I wouldn't complain.
But what if he just grew it sort of like a ring around the edge? Like, you know how some gardens have an edge around them?
Well, go figure. That's his dad. His dad's apparently been bald since he was like 22.
Nah, I think...
And he's only got the Mr. Burns thing going on.
I feel like you have to get rid of it all
to pull it off.
There's nothing unsexier
than the middle
Mr. Burns, like round the edges,
like a carousel at the airport where you collect your baggage. It goes around and has that island that's all shiny in the middle.
Jess from the newsroom, bald men, yes or no?
Hot or not?
Not hot.
Think of the hottest guy you know. You don't have to say
who is it.
You're not obliged to say that here. But
Jason Momoa, isn't it?
Yeah, like imagine Jason Momoa. Bald. No. Would you still go there?
Mm.
Yeah, you would. See?
I mean, you're picking Jason Momoa as an example.
Yeah, of course.
You'd do it just because. Jackson, what about you?
It is exceptionally rare for me to think that a bald guy's attractive. Like, just not really for me.
It's a rare,
bald guys have it hard, guys. And I want to stand up and defend the bald guys here this morning. 13:10:09, opening up the lines. Ladies, men, whoever you are, hot or not, bald guys.
We do have an Instagram story on our Instagram, the Novos _ to vote on that as well. Currently, not looking good for the bald guys.
Oh. Are you serious?
Yeah.
I would have
68% at this point saying
I think if you're bald, right, you need to grow facial hair to pull it off.
Yeah.
Like, you need to balance it.
Well, you are starting to get the beard going.
That's why I'm doing it.
Yeah.
Do you know what sucks, though? I'm getting grey stubble coming through, which I'm not a fan of.
Meg's frothing that. You like a grey beard, isn't it?
Well, Josh is starting to get the grey hair, too, and I'm like, ooh.
The Novos.
I shaved all my hair off, and I am here to support all bald men right across Newcastle.
Hey, there's bald women out there too.
That's true.
Yeah.
Less of them.
Well, support nonetheless.
I'm kind of bald. I've shaved it all off, like to the skin, essentially. Mm. It is starting to grow back. I'm not, like, keeping this look forever. Let me just put that out there as
well. It looks good.
You're trialing it.
I'm trialing the shorter look. But I've had such a polarizing reaction to this. Some people love it. Like, oh, sexy daddy. Some people hate it. Such as my mum that said, you've ruined your looks.
That's a little bit too brutal.
That's extreme. I was shocked, I have to admit. But now I think it's good. It suits you. I don't even remember what your hair looks like anymore.
Well, I've grown out the facial hair and it's kind of all connected now. I think it looks good. I just need to get buff. I think if you're buff as well, you can pull off being bald.
Like the Vin Diesel look.
Yeah. You're into that?
Yeah.
Meg's all about this, I think.
Well, we put this poll up on Instagram. Hot or not?
Oh, let's have a look at the results at the moment.
Okay. At the Novos _, there is a poll up.
That's where you can find it. Currently sitting at 60% yes, 40% no.
Wow.
So it's actually more popular. I'm going to shave my head off.
Yeah. To be fair, it's only 3-2, but still, you're winning.
Beck from World's End, bald guys, hot or not?
In between.
So it depends.
Your fence sitting, why, Beck?
I've had one of each.
Ah.
So, tell us about what you liked about your bald experience.
Because if he grew hair, I would leave him straight away.
What?
Yeah, he's a redhead.
Oh, oh wow. So okay. you're just discriminating against redheads. What's the lesser of two evils?
Of him with hair and he looks horrible.
So, okay, he's figured out a good part to his look. Is that who you're with at the moment?
No.
Oh, okay. Oh, grew his hair out. Did you leave him during the pandemic when hairdressers were closed?
No, I left him 15 years ago. Oh.
See ya.
Done with the baldness.
Shout out to Ringer. You should have kept your hair off.
You should have kept shaving it.
Let's go to Robbie. Hey, Robbie.
Hey, guys. How are we?
Good. Bald, hot or not?
I think it depends on the shape of the head.
Oh, that's an interesting. Now, Maddie, you've got a good shaped head. Like, it works.
Yeah.
You think so?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Show us again. Actually, I haven't seen it from the back. I need to see it from the back. Turn around. Yeah, you're good.
Yeah, you're good as gold.
Yeah, no bumps, no nothing.
No thumb head?
No.
No. Okay,
well, people with really skinny heads, they look a bit skeletorish.
Yeah.
Skeletor.
I didn't know that was a
word. That's not the look anyone wants to go for.
So another fence sitter. Thank you, Robbie.
Yeah.
Excellent. Next is Rocket. How are you this morning?
All right, mate.
What are your thoughts on bald men, hot or not?
My partner, other male partner.
Yeah.
And he reckons Bruce Willis. Now, what's wrong with Bruce Willis?
Absolutely nothing.
Exactly right.
That's right.
Now, Bruce Willis has got a bit of a John Howard hairdo where it's just ripped around, but he shaves his head, you know?
Do you have a bald head, Rocket?
And then you got sexy women like Sinead O'Connor. Now, she's pretty hot with hair. She's pretty hot without hair.
Yeah, true.
Doesn't matter.
I mean? It doesn't matter, mate, you know?
Yay.
It's all nice and smooth up the top. That's all that matters.
Rocket, are you bald or is your partner bald?
He's shaved my head.
You've shaved your head as well. So you both are.
He's pretty, he's just got a little bit on top, you know?
Yeah. Wow, there you go. Yeah. Thanks, Rocket. One more, guys. Trish from Rutherford. Hey.
Hello.
Hi, Trish.
How you going?
Good. Tell us, bald men, hot or not, Trish, are you into them?
Yes.
Oh, tell us why you like a bald man. What do you like about a bald head?
Well, my guy, he shaves his hair quite frequently, and I really like it.
Now,
what about
like the shower curtain look, where it's just all around the edges but none in the middle?
No, not for you? Yeah, no, it's all got to come off. And by the way, Maddie, your hair was absolutely gorgeous before, but you probably look hot now as well.
You think hot? Oh, thanks, Trish.
I can see at the moment, but yeah.
So, Trish, you know how we were talking about just earlier that, if you're bald, being muscly helps as well. Tell us about your partner. What does he look like?
He's about 6'2", 3".
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Tall.
Tall bloke.
Yeah, you know what they say about tall blokes, Trish?
Yeah, I know. And he's got, usually got black hair.
Is it true?
Might be.
What they say about tall blokes? They generally have really big shoes.
Yeah.
Yeah, shoes and hands. Yeah.
So you're satisfied, Trish?
Yeah, 100%, yeah.
Is your bloke quite muscly?
He's getting a bit of a gut on him now, but yeah, he's pretty muscly, yeah.
Have you been feeding him too much, have you, Trish?
No, not really. He's a cook.
Do you rub his bald head, Trish?
Yeah, I think it's really good, yeah.
Ooh, get the old Vaseline out.
Get some luck.
Turtle wax.
Get some luck, like a good luck statue or something.
Hey, Trish, thank you. Another one for bald guys. Thanks, Dom. There you go.
A lot of people on your... Actually, a lot of fence sitters, to be honest.
The final result. Let's wrap this up.
Yeah, still 60-40. Okay. So you're in the clear.
Happy days, sexy. Keep the bald head. What's the boss up next with Jackson?
Remember Khloe Kardashian's ex, Lamar Odom?
Yes.
He's on Celebrity Big Brother in the United States. I want to talk about that. Also, too, we've got the first look at Byron Bays. They've dropped the trailer.
Oh. Yes, we've been waiting. Yeah, brilliant. In minutes. Bonobos.
Kim, would you stop taking pictures of yourself? Your sister's going to jail.
The Novos.
I gotta testify.
All the latest goss from Hollywood and around the world.
But it's not meant for everybody.
Miley, what's good?
That's why you use auto-tune and I don't.
This is The Novos.
I'm really happy for you. I'm going to let you finish.
Boss.
I love how with Celebrity Big Brother in the US, Jackson, they actually get celebrities, like Lamar Odom, for example.
And they live stream it. Now, everyone's been talking about Lamar Odom's stint on here because he kind of had his dark days post-Kardashian breakup.
Yeah.
Didn't really hear from him for a while. Now, all of a sudden, he's on this TV show. Now, he was evicted the other night. I'm going to play you the audio very soon. But one of the big things that everyone was going on about was he pooped the bed on a live stream.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
Yeah. So, like, he actually really did it. And they showed him cleaning everything up and going in the shower.
You know that's going to be a messy one.
And don't they share a bedroom?
Yes.
Imagine the stank in there.
Carson Kressley was not happy at all about that one. But he's been evicted, and this was his parting message. He sort of went on live TV. He went on live TV.
Oh, that was live. I thought that was the crowd also.
He's kind of trying to rekindle his relationship with Khloe Kardashian.
We heard you talk about your ex-wife, Khloe, in the house.
Yeah.
I don't know if she's watching right now, but if she is, do you have anything to say?
I miss you and I hope I get to see you soon.
I don't think he's going to see her soon at all.
No better way to win back an ex than soiling your bed on national television.
Yeah.
Especially a Kardashian.
Like, this is what, maybe a heartfelt message would have gone down well instead.
Yeah.
Just a thought. Just a thought starter. I'm just throwing some ideas
out
there.
Text, maybe?
Yeah. Isn't that truly the ultimate turn off?
Yeah.
Shit in the bed.
And they're not even allowed to drink in that house. So,
really?
It wasn't a drunken accident. It was just like, oops.
Oh, someone had something.
I just got so many questions, but I don't want to ask them at the same time.
Yeah.
Imagine being tuned into that live stream.
He's stripping the bed.
Just amazing.
What's Lamar doing over there? Why has he gotten up in the middle of the night? What's going on there?
You know, I've never played a fart on this show, but why not?
Oh, my Lord. Anyway, moving on. Byron Pays. A little bit classier.
I love you.
We finally got the first trailer for Byron Bays. Would you like to hear a snippet?
Of course.
Lots of crystals. They're not doing anything. Still single. Still poor.
Yes, finally here in Byron.
The girls haven't given her a chance.
I feel like I'm in high school again.
You got to stop causing beef between two guys.
This is not what Byron is about.
You are seriously insecure.
I'm feeling out of place.
Do you have a problem with me?
I felt like an outsider so many times in my life. And I've just had enough of it.
This show is really hyped up. It looks terrible.
Oh, we know it's in Byron because,
Do you know, the only reason I love this show and I'm excited for it is because it's pissing off a heap of hippie locals in Byron Bay.
Yeah, that's funny.
So upset.
Do you know what it looks like? It looks like all the people that couldn't get onto maths.
That's what, like, just
that's
listening
the vibe
to it.
It's got, like, oh, we weren't good enough for maths or like a sort of free to air reality TV show. So, like, we've been cast in this. It looks really bad.
Are they young people? Like, all young people?
Young people. Yeah. But, you know, the type of young people you look at and you just think, oh, you give young people a bad name.
Influencers.
It feels as if it's a budget maths.
Half of them look homeless.
Oh, well, that's Byron.
Or a budget Geordie Shaw.
Look like they've been stung by bees.
Have you been stung by a bee on your lips?
Well, it's either eat or Botox. You can't choose both when it comes to this.
Yeah.
Do you know what I thought of when I heard that? This is what I thought of. Surely there's a longer one. Yeah,
there we go.
Enough farts on the radio. I'm sorry.
That's enough for a lifetime.
Thanks, Jackson.
You're welcome.
Lenovo's good, but different.
Maddie, Megan, Creamo.
To wake you up. New FM. Lenovo's. Across the Hunter in Newcastle. And the mics are on.
Jess, I love what you did with the sport there. I can get around that.
It was very sensual.
I tried to find a sexy voice. I don't think I found it.
You
the,
are
the weather really went into sexy land.
It's, yeah.
It did.
Hot and rainy.
And steamy today. Right across the lower Hunter.
Rain through the bushland.
A 105 commercial freeze up next for Jackson.
Yo.
Happened to the weekend.
Oh, I haven't heard this in forever.
No, it's been a while.
Good time.
Weekend's taking a rest. Now he's back.
Yeah.
Vibing it. Backstreet
Boys. What do you mean he's taking a rest? I feel like we haven't stopped hearing from him.
Really?
He took a power nap.
5 minutes.
5 minute. Backstreet Boys also too. A bit of Rita Ora.
Nice. Great.
Excellent. Thank you, sir. It's coming up after 9 o'clock. Up next, the NASA crew.
That's right. Of course, maths in full swing at the moment. And one of the most, I'd guess, he's a vocal advocate, but also he calls out the BS on that show. And he has said that he's got some real exclusives on this one that are going to blow things wide open on some of who these characters actually are.
Well, there's an article out at the moment. He was messaging me last night saying, let me come on the show this morning because apparently maths contestants are turning to him for advice on how to stay famous. So NASA, in a way, is like the Yoda of maths.
Mm. He's like a maths fame consultant.
He's on a time limit today. He's got another interview at 8:50 with another radio station.
Jeez, he is so busy and famous.
The Novos.
NASA is here right now, guys.
Yeah, that's right. He's going to blow things wide open with maths. Apparently, some of the people aren't as they appear. Good morning, NASA. How are you?
Well, very well. Good morning to you. And I tell you what, there's a lot going on. And it just gets better and better and better every week, doesn't it? It gets
NASA,
better and they keep doing themselves.
I know you're a very busy man. In demand today, NASA. Other radio stations calling you. I want to ask you about the article that was out that apparently maths contestants are approaching you to guide them through the entanglement that is fame.
Yeah, that's true. I've spoken to quite a lot of them. I mean, I won't mention them because everyone's been on TV. The show just hasn't finished yet.
Right. But which ones did approach you?
Well, Celine approached me. Matt has approached me. Anthony has approached me.
Right.
And basically, just through Instagram, saying, "Mate, I love what you do. You know, what do you think about this? How do you reckon that's going to pan out?" And I say, look, the first thing I say is that be friendly with the media. That's a very important thing to do. Be friendly with the media. If someone rings you for an interview, take it. If someone wants a comment, give it. Don't just hide away and don't sort of be this blah thing. Just be friendly with people because they really make you or break you. They write a good article or a bad article. And because they all want to see, when they finish the show, you got to understand, everyone's on a high, and then all of a sudden, no one wants you anymore after a month.
Jeez.
And then you sort of can't deal with it, you know? So I just say to them, be friendly to media and always create something new and say something, maybe behind the scenes, because people want to know what goes on behind the scenes.
Are you going to create, like a NASA masterclass, charge like $200 a head or something?
Good idea.
I think I should. I tell you what, I'm very good at it. Like, you know, I mean, it's had 4 years of experience now.
Yeah.
And still on top of the
NASA,
pops, as they call it.
Influencer. Meg's onto something.
The NAS School of Fame. NAS School of Fame.
Yeah, come to me if you want advice on how the whole thing works, but you've got to create a little bit of a buzz around you.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, a lot of them can't because there's no, there's no balls behind it, you know? Like, it's either you've got it or you don't have it.
Well, there you go.
If you know what I mean.
NASA,
that's the thing.
NASA, what show are you going on?
Well, I'm not sure yet. There's a few rumbles coming up, but I'm not sure.
No. What radio show are you going on? You're cheating on us.
I'm going on to a Queensland show, which they're probably trying to call because I can hear my phone.
Okay.
And I'll tell you who it is. Can I say who it is?
Yeah, you can say it. You can say anything on this show.
Because they're probably trying to call, and they sort of.
So who are they now? Spit it out.
Hang on. I'm trying to get. Oh, these
you forget their name.
Forgettable. Yeah.
See you later. Right. Nah. We'll let you go.
Just make sure you mention our show on their show.
I got it. It's Brooke the presenter, and it's Gabby. It's Cliffo and Gabby. Do you know them?
Never heard of them.
From Queensland. So there you go. I only talk to the best, and that's you guys.
Goodbye. As you answer another call.
Rushing off the phone to ask to take another important radio interview call.
That I've just got to look up the name on the email because I can't remember.
Oh, Nass. We love you, but damn. That hurts.
Does it, though?
No. Of course not.
Hey, we are playing birthday lotto next, Krivo. What month are we looking for?
We're looking for May.
Okay, if you're born in May, you want to win yourself $300. A line to open 1399.
Wow. I wish.
It's Newcastle's easiest way to win cash. I wish. And all you need is a birthday.
Thank you so much.
The Novos Birthday Lotto.
Wednesdays are pretty average at the best of times. Let's perk it up a little bit with $300 if you were born in the month of May. Very easy to win. All you got to do is have a birthday.
That's right. Time to meet our contestant, Tracy from Killingworth. A practice manager of a medical service says her staffy is her baby and she likes her better than her own partner. That's funny. Not sure where she stands with NASA and would spend the cash on herself instead of her grandchildren. Good morning, Tracy. How are you?
Oh, good morning. Just dandy.
Fine and dandy. Excellent stuff. Now, this staffy, does it rule your life? Does it own the couch?
Yes. She has got an outfit for every day and even a rashy, sun hat, sunnies.
Oh, yes. I love this.
Even your own partner doesn't have a rashy, does he?
Nope.
Sunburn for him, not the dog.
No, she's our baby and I spoil her.
That's cute. That's all right. Well, let's spoil you now with $300. If your birthday comes out, you win the money, Tracy. Let's do it.
Okay.
Round and round they go. Yes. Look at him bounce around in there.
So bouncy.
I know.
Oop, here it comes.
All right. What do you want on the 25th of May?
Oh, bugger, no. The 27th.
Oh, so close.
Damn.
Damn.
I had a lot of close calls recently.
Hey, Tracy, you've been fun. Thank you. Wow, there you go. They're so close today. Like one or two balls off.
That could be you, or maybe even winning. That'd be better, wouldn't it?
Got a jackpot tomorrow to $325.
Absolutely. New FM is your home of unlimited show tickets, guys, all day. You can win them after 11 with Jackson. Coming up next, though, is 105, commercial free. A bit of One Republic. It's coming up after 9 o'clock. Yes.
Very nice. Oh. Cool.
I'm still vibing this.
Same.
So hard.
Yeah. Same.
Turn it up every single
Mabel.
Time.
I like this. Florida.
This is a bit of fun.
Look, he's trying. That's what he's trying.
He's pretty successful.
Trying and delivering.
In what decade, Krivo?
Oh, man.
Ongoing, I think. Don't be bitter because he's not emo.
Hey, enjoy your day. 105 commercial free. Kick it off in minutes. Bye.
See ya.